Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to The Tea with Ree. I am your host, comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar, and I want to welcome you and thank you very much for tuning in to The Tea with Ree tonight. We have an action-packed show for you tonight. We have a ton of teas that we have to get you because you guys want to know the teas, and hell, to be honest, I want to know the teas too. So we are going to get things popping and rolling, but before we do, we definitely have to we're going to definitely go ahead and get things popping, get the show started, but we got to introduce our co-host, and we got to make sure that y'all know what's going on and what's on the up and up. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I mean, I hope that's cool with y'all. So before we do that, I have to do what we do every show. We got to pay the bills. We absolutely positively have to pay the bills. But with paying the bills comes, you know, basically us telling you who sponsors this, you know, who sponsors the Tea with Ree, you know, what makes it move, what makes it work. And Pinkies Up Coffees and Teas is the sponsor for the Tea with Ree. If you guys have not ever heard of Pinkies Up, Pinkies Up is a gourmet coffee and tea. This is better than the stuff you would run the food line and get in the blue containers, or better than the stuff that, you know, people are turning around buying, paying $50 for two packs of tea, trying to lose weight, you know, stuff like that. This is gourmet tea, gourmet coffee. And basically, with the tea, you can actually lose weight. You will lose weight drinking this tea. We have the Tassan blueberry flavor. And we actually will give you the opportunity to tell us what's the new flavor that you want to drop for the next month. And once you do that, you know, if we get enough response for a particular brand, a particular flavor, we'll drop it for you. We will definitely drop it for you. So definitely make sure that you guys go out on the website and purchase the Pinkies Up Coffees and Teas. And that website is www.mypinkiesup.com. You go there, and that is where you order your coffee and tea. I typically have some on me at all of my shows. However, sometimes I'm sold out, and there's none that I have for the show, so you have to buy it online. So definitely make sure that you either catch me or you come to a show and make sure that you catch some, buy some online, and that way you'll be able to have it. So without further ado, what I'm going to do now is introduce you guys to my co-host. It's basically two of the baddest guys in the industry right now. They are my brothers, my partners in crime. You see them, you see me. You fuck with them, you fuck with me, you know. So we're going to go ahead and get their introductions out of the way. So before I begin, how y'all doing tonight, my fellow co-host, my brother? How y'all doing?
We're doing good out here.
Brothers, I'm going to go ahead and introduce y'all to the people. You know, in case they don't know, you know, they've been hiding under a rock. We're going to take the time, give you guys 5 minutes each. Tell the people who you are, what you do, where you'll be, you know, where they can find you, and stuff like that. So this gentleman that I'm about to introduce is the one that we call Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, because this motherfucker is always crossing lines. He's always saying something to piss somebody off, and he don't give a damn about it. Y'all, please say hello to my brother, my partner in crime, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs. How are you?
Everything is well, baby. How y'all doing tonight? Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We out here living this VIP life, man. We had a video shoot downtown Greensboro with Lady Paris, the infamous Gas Beat. This shit was amazing. We had a good time, man. We're trying to get to the studio now. How's everybody doing? Everybody know me. It's C. Ricardo. How y'all doing?
Very
hey, Lady Shamar. How you doing, baby?
I'm well. And yourself, sir?
Everything is good, sweetheart. If you don't know, I'm C. Ricardo. I go by the name of C. Ricardo. I'm your neighborhood host. I'm your neighborhood promoter. I do a little bit of entertaining myself. I'm with Three Stacks. Y'all know my boys, Gino V, JP. Y'all know how we get down. You can catch me at Churchill. You can catch me at the firm. You can catch me in Burlington with my business partner, Byron White, at Oasis. Or you can catch me at my spot, Deja Vu. Y'all know how we do. If I bring it to you, it's a grown folks event. So good to be back on the air again tonight. Man, we're looking to have a good time tonight. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear these T's. Get ready to drop these T's, y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the T's is kind of juicy tonight.
We live for them juicy T's. We live for them
right.
juicy T's.
Right, right. Yeah, so these tonight are really, 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 really juicy. So I can't wait to get in. And then next, my brother, my partner in crime, you see him, you see me, you fuck with him, you fuck with me. Y'all, please, please, please welcome my brother, Mr. Penny Dropper himself, Mr. Gino V. How are you there, brother?
Oh, man, look, I'm feeling real good right now. We downtown Greensboro at the Three Stacks headquarters, 213 South Elm Street, Church Hills, downtown. Man, we're having a good time. Just got finished shooting a video. Everything is looking real good. Everything is feeling real good. You know me. I drink, so, you know, I'm feeling extra, extra, extra good out here in these streets right now. So, you know, I'm feeling good, Lady Smart. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I feel good.
I ain't drinking. I'm going to be honest. I ain't drinking. I still can't get over my birthday party, so I've been real chill. Mm. I ain't drinking.
That's because you're a pussy
okay.
bitch.
Oh. Oh, shot fired. Shot fired. Damn. Yeah, he went for the jugular. He didn't wait. He didn't pussy foot around. He went straight for the gut though. Shit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. See, Ricardo, he called you a pussy bitch. He said, Mama call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. So.
It's all right. He didn't mean it.
You know, drunk man don't tell no tales. Well, guys, I want to introduce myself to all of the listeners that are tuned in. In the event you don't know who I am, you've never heard of me, and somebody just told you to, you know, listen to the show and you don't know anything else, I am comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar. I am pretty much the Gate Cities, I'm the Gate Cities female comedian that shuts it down around these parts, around this area. I am extremely gifted, extremely funny. Am I bragging on myself? No, I'm just giving y'all my characteristics, but I am hilariously funny. Definitely, if you have not ever caught a show, definitely make sure you catch a show where I and myself and other comedians on my Gap to Smile Entertainment label puts it down. That shows all across, you know, the world. You know, we keeping it moving from Philly all the way down to Miami, you know, all the way over to Cali. So definitely look us up. Gap to Smile Entertainment is the name of the company. I am comedian Lady Shamar, and, you know, I just bring the funny. As y'all can hear, I'm normally upbeat. But today is my daughter's second birthday, and she wore me to lamb out today. She wore me out.
Tunny Lee.
Yes, mama's baby, Tunny Lee. And, ma'am, I'm telling you, I'm tired. She wore me out. But, you know, I got a chance to take a little nap. Quick nap, and now that I got a little bit of energy, you know, I'm good to go. So we're gonna go ahead and, you know, get the show started.
Hold on, sis. Look, I got a crazy announcement. You know what I'm saying? I got an announcement that I gotta make. I've already, you know, I've been sitting on it for three, four weeks now. You know what I'm saying? So,
uh-oh.
For all the listeners that's out there right now, Gino V has just became, well, have became in the last 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? It's a done deal. I have became a doggone rock soul artist with Miss Fantasia Barrino. So, you know, it's going down out here in these streets for real this time. You feel
congrats,
me?
Congrats,
it's not,
bro. Congrats.
It's going to be real this time. It's going to be real.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to give you niggas hell. You already know.
Oh, man. That is awesome news. Like, awesome. Man, I'm so proud of you, bro. It was hard.
Oh, man, I'm proud. I'm proud.
To say nothing.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm, listen, and that's not even what I had to even say. That's what I'm saying. A lot of information is getting out right now. I mean, excuse me, I said that wrong. A lot of things are going on right now in my career that I really can't speak about until papers are signed and checks are sent. So, you know what I mean? You know, you got to be quiet about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But, man, God is definitely blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. He's in the blessing business. In the blessing business. I'm so proud of you. Congrats, bro. That's major shit. Major shit. I'm proud of you. Oh, man. So, see, y'all, you know, we try to make moves for y'all, you know. So, definitely make sure that y'all check out Mr. Geno V. You know, we get to popping. We get to popping everywhere. So, my brothers, are y'all ready to go ahead and start the show?
Oh, yeah, we ready, baby. We definitely ready. I just want everybody to know that I signed with Ike Turner Entertainment. And, you know, we're going to put out a record, me, Ike, and Tina, a little later on in the year. Y'all be looking for that.
Oh, man. Use a fool. I'm going to put your ass on stage here directly. Okay. So, we're going to get started with the next key. The next key is, man, I tell y'all, these get juicy. These get real, real juicy. So, y'all make sure y'all brace yourselves. All of my listeners, all of my people streaming, you know, online, all of my people called in, you know, y'all, we appreciate y'all. Okay, first key. It says, hey, guys and gals, I listen to your show all the time. I'm a very big promoter here in the state of North Carolina. I promote shows all over, so being anonymous is a must. I recently went out with a lovely young lady. Her and I had an awesome time. After about 6 months into our dating, I found out I contracted herpes. Yeah, I know, devastating. I haven't told her, and I'm afraid to. We still have unprotected sex. When I get up the courage to do it, I get scared. Please help me out this mess. I mean, you know what, we always got to start, you know, these shows with, you know, the STDs, that's ouch, you know. But, hey, sweetie, I don't think that we can help you out of the mess that you're in because it doesn't seem like you're learning anything from what's happened because you're still having unprotected sex with her. I mean, I'm not sure if you're looking at it like I got it from her, so I'm going to keep having sex with her unprotected. And I'm not even sure if you would sleep with her without a condom, you'd sleep with the next female without a condom, is my take. So there's no way to help you out of getting herpes because, unfortunately, is the only STD, one of the few STDs that there's no cure for. So you're going to be living with this for the rest of your life. Like, I don't even know how to tell you. And for you to be a promoter, I too am a promoter with my company, and to be a promoter, to go different places, different states, travel all over, I'm pretty sure that a lot of things are being thrown your way, are being offered to you, and I'm not really sure if you're turning them down or if you're taking people up when they're offering, sleeping with them. That's very scary. See, I don't know too much about herpes other than the fact that you can't cure that shit. Once you got herpes, you got herpes. Like, there is no Magic Johnson magic cure for herpes. So, I'm not making light of the situation, but I mean, if there's anybody you know, on the line who knows about herpes, you know, you can always press the number one button on your keypad, and it will let us know that you want to say something, and we will let you come in and talk to us. But if there's somebody that knows about herpes, I think, I don't know if people, like, if a man can get herpes on his, and I hate to be very crash about this that I'm about to say, because I don't know a better terminology, but I don't know if a man can get herpes on his nuts. And if he can, if he's using a condom, the nuts is still slapping up against a female. So
what the hell? You mean the actual nut?
The nuts, your nuts,
like
your balls.
The nut sack?
Yeah, the nut sack. Look, I don't know how herpes works. I don't have it. But if somebody's on the line listening, please enlighten us. You know, we don't want to not know. So, like I said, you know, if somebody's on the line and they understand how herpes works, you know, press the number one key, explain it to us. But my assumption is, if he has herpes, you know, and he got herpes, and I don't know if herpes can grow on the balls, but if they can and he's having sex with this chick and the nut sack is slapping up against her vaginal opening, I'm pretty sure she can contract it that way. I don't know. Somebody enlighten me. If you know and you're on the line, please press the number one key so we can know and we can talk about this. Educate us. You know, people need to be educated. That's the only way. My friends, you are live on the air with the T with Ree. How are you?
How you doing? I am doing fine.
Muffin. How are you?
I am fine. I was just listening.
That's a good one.
Brother, man, Mr. Promoter.
Yeah, he's a promoter.
That's some nasty shit. You do not go around. Once you found out that you had contracted it, he needed to grab her and say, "Now, who did this shit? You know, was it me or you?" And find out, because they can't exactly tell you with herpes how long. They can see, like, if you just caught it, they can kind of tell you about the time frame. But if it's been over a year, 8 months, they'll be like, you know, it's just been here for a while. You didn't just get it. But there's no way of really telling when you contracted it. But once you found out, you needed to let her know, and then you needed to know, alert, you know, your previous partners and everybody else. And I don't know where you're at, but I hope that dirty dick ain't down here in Charlotte, because that's where we at. And you can't just go spreading that shit around, and you're a promoter. I know women just throwing the pussy at you, but you got to tell them, you know, no. But with herpes, I do know nobody wants to take that chance. But I do know that if it's not flared up, that if you don't have the outbreak, that it's harder to contract. I'm not saying that you can't. They say you can't, but I say harder, because if you have it, you have it. And what are we talking, herpes simplex 1, 2, or 3 here? Because you can get outbreaks in between your legs.
Right.
Yes, and it could be in your mouth as well. And usually if you have one, you have two. And they come in, you know, that's for genital warts, and that's for, the cold sore-looking warts. Usually when somebody has, actually cold sores is a form of herpes anyway. So, thank God I don't get them. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they get them frequently, and it's not, you know, but it is a form. But, you have to be very, very careful, because he could have a sore, you know, you can have a sore in his mouth, and he can give, oral sex and give it to his partner that way. So, yes, you do need to tell him. Only right. That's a dangerous game. You don't just willingly give people the dirty. You know, when you know you got it, that needs to be a mutual thing between your partner and yourself to know, hey, I'm taking this chance, and protect yourself. And, again, I hope you don't promote here in Charlotte, North Carolina, slanging that dirty. That's Tina Marie.
So, Tina Marie, y'all, everybody listen, that is comedian extraordinaire, Miss Tina Marie out of Charlotte. What up, Tina?
What up, Tina Marie?
Yes,
that
it is.
So if y'all want some laughs, y'all please go on Facebook and follow her. Tina Marie, just like it sounded. That motherfucker is hilarious. I love, so, Tina, so if it's on the nutsack and he got an outbreak, well, first of all, can he get it on his nutsack if he's having an outbreak, if he's going through an outbreak?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There can be there warts on the nutsack, even between the legs.
Oh,
even in the in the growing area. Yeah. Simplex.
Okay.
Yeah, nasty.
So
yeah.
if okay. So he's done flared up on his nut and he beating it up, no condom, and his nuts is slapping up against her cooch. Now she can contract it.
Absolutely. Oh, and then she's a silly nasty ass too, because if you don't see them big sores on this nigga's dick, you something ain't right. You gotta inspect. I always do a little inspection. You put your little hand in there, you know, act like you give some hand work, and you definitely don't put your mouth and let it go between your legs before you make sure ain't no bumpity bump on the dickity dick. You're gonna have to check that thing out, because this is the day and time we living in now, and people are giving it away. They're not minding giving it away.
Yes.
But you do a little inspection, you know, and that doesn't mean anything. Nothing, you know, except for abstinence is the best thing. But, you know, we all going to get us some, so you don't have to be extra careful. Yeah, we're going to get us some now. We're going to get us some. I'm going to fuck. I know, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm going to do a little inspection and stuff and make sure you ain't got no bumping. That still doesn't mean that you can't contract it, especially women. We can contract those diseases easier than men. And you know, and especially, of course, dick in the booty ass niggas too, because anal sex gives it, it's a softer tissue in there, and it's easier to catch some things.
Ew, shit. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yo, Tina, I thank you for chiming in on this one, honey, and giving us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
No, and don't go nowhere, because we got a couple of questions that do require, you know, somebody to educate us, the black people, the people that's listening, because I'm pretty sure we got some
white
people.
Absolutely, I'm right here.
White people. All right, boo, stay tuned. Thank y'all, everybody. Y'all make sure y'all go follow me. I love you guys. I love you guys so very, 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 very much, Charlotte. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. What up, B-Town? Rhonda here. You know, I got to shout y'all out every time I hit the air, because y'all are so faithful. Y'all tune in every single
B-Town,
week.
My people. What up, B-Town? What up, B-Town?
We love y'all for that. Now we got some Brooklynites on the line. You know, my hometown, Brooklyn. What up, Brooklyn? You know, we got them on the line, so we want to definitely thank y'all.
Brooklynites.
Y'all foolish. Y'all pay my brothers. No mind. Ah, Jesus. So, look. We're going to go ahead and jump to the next team. So, my bad. We didn't get everybody's opinion. So my thing is, yeah, sir, there's no way that we can help you out of this mess. You can give this to her. You can give it to any female that you're having sex with, even if you are using a condom, because it can get on your nutsack. So stop having sex if you're having an outbreak. If you got an outbreak, don't have sex. Don't stick it in nothing. Don't stick it in nobody. It's not that important. Pussy ain't that goddamn important. You know, just fall back. You know, man down situation or something like that. You know, so, but that's my opinion. Mr. Gino V, what's your take on this, sir? You know, I want to know.
Well, God bless America. Probably about to see him on this right now. That's rough, man. I'm going to pray for you, brother. I'm going to pray for you. Hopefully God will work it out. But if I'm not mistaken, one of my good friends, man, I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to call his name, but he had a situation like that that told me that he found some things online about some natural cures of herpes. And he actually told me that he hadn't had an outbreak in almost a year and some change. So if I get that information from him, I'll just put it up, whoever you are, and, you know, you just, you know what I'm saying, and you, or I'll send it somewhere, somebody send it to you, something like that, man. it's a rough situation, but at the same time, what I will do, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to ask him about the information and get it to you. But from my understanding, he has told me that he hasn't had a outbreak in about a year or some change. So I don't know if it's some things that they are figuring out in the world that they haven't released yet, but he said that it's some natural organic type things they did, and it cleared them up. So, however, you know, if this works for you, brother, don't do it again. First of all,
you know why? Yeah. If it works. Like I said, I don't know of any Magic Johnson cure for herpes, but if it is one out there, sir, and you cure this stuff, don't you go back, you know. So I want to shout out Mr. Byron Cummings. We love you, honey. Thank you so much for tuning in. Chang Lee, Lynn, thank you for tuning in. We thank y'all. It wouldn't be no us without y'all. And to our favorite congressman, I see you are on the line, sir. I was in a barbershop with you today.
Man.
We was getting our hair cut up. You know, I had to get the back of my head shaped up because I got a comedy show tomorrow night in Raleigh. I got to fly. We love y'all. Byron, we love you. Chang Lin, thank you so much for tuning in. Mr. Congressman, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I see you got a couple of the fellas that was in the barbershop today on the line, too. What up, fellas? Appreciate y'all tuning in. I told you, we extra food, so if you're easily offended, got a weak heart, this ain't the show for you to be listening to, because this is the place where grown folks go for grown folks talk. So we're going to go ahead. Oh, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, sir, what is your take on this?
I think y'all have hit it very well. I don't know. That must be some amazing pussy. If you know you contracted herpes by this motherfucker and you still fucking her, that's got to be some of the most amazing pussy. I want you to be sure to keep that pussy to yourself. Do not ever let her fuck anybody else, because pussy that good that'll make a motherfucker contract herpes and still fuck raw, that pussy has got to be amazing. All I can say to your brother is, please keep fucking her. Don't fuck nobody else. That is your bitch for life. Please don't you ever have unprotected sex with nobody else. I would say, though, be a man and go ahead and tell her that between her or somebody that both of you have slept with, one of you have contracted herpes for sure, and maybe she needs to go get checked herself just to find out if she has it or not, and then y'all can start protecting yourselves. Please don't let the shit just spread out. I mean, you already know you have it. I don't know if there's a cure. Gino V said there's a cure, a natural cure. I don't know if that's true or not. I hope it is. But you already know you have it. So please be safe about it. Be a humanitarian and just protect yourselves. Get more knowledge of the disease.
You think it's
that
be a humanitarian?
Yeah. Get more knowledge of the disease, man, and shit. You know, just be safe, man, because, you know, you don't want to have sex with somebody else and they contract the shit and then they point fingers at you, because, like I said, you never know a person's mind state when shit like this happened to them. So, you know, save yourself from a graveyard or a jail cell, you know, be safe, man. But keep that pussy to yourself. Please, Mr. Promoter. And you know, we all in the promoting game, so I'm going to be looking at all the promoters a little strange from here on out. But please, if you don't hear nothing else we say tonight, please keep that pussy to yourself. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I think it's amazing that this forum that we have here has brought about so many people who are not ashamed to speak on STD. Because remember, like, since the T where Rhea has been on the air for what? We've been doing this radio show for a couple of months now, right? So, like...
Right.
Since we've been on the air doing this show, like, we have had quite a few people to, you know, talk about them contracting STDs. And I thank you guys. I thank y'all for being so candid enough to put yourselves on display and for trusting me enough never to disclose who you are. That's something that I would never, ever do. You can ask C. Ricardo and Gino V. They will tell you. I refuse to tell him who any of you guys are when y'all write into me. So anybody listen, if you're in a situation.
I swear to God, and y'all just don't know how bad we be trying to get her to tell us these people who wrote in. Mm-hmm. We be trying our best. We be bribing. Like we mm-hmm. got alcohol. We'll take you to her favorite place, Arigato's, and all kinds of shit. But I know I can't tell y'all. But I'm going to be honest. Me and Gino are some assholes. So we really, really, really do be trying to find out who be sending this shit in. But she do not tell us, man.
Right. I literally, guys, I won't look at you any differently. I got shit in my closet, too. You know, if we ever sat down and talked, you learned some things about me. But, like, literally, I will not disclose who you are, not even to my co-host. So if you got any questions, concerns, you need advice on something, inbox me your question. We will make sure that we put it on the TV read, and you'll be able to get a consensus. I promise to you, I will not look at you any different, just like we won't look at anybody else any differently. But we do. I'm grateful that we do have this forum to talk about STDs, you know, and I'm happy about that, and I thank you guys for trusting us enough to be able to speak on this. You know, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving to the next one. My friend, do make sure that you definitely, definitely get yourself together. You know, don't chill out on the sticks. They need to make a condom that'll cover the balls, too. Since they're making condoms that turn different colors when people got STDs, they need to make a condom that covers the ball sack. So I think that might help a little bit, too, in the spread that some people, you know, they want to beat, even though they know they're burning or lumped up or something like that. So, anywho, we're going to get off of that. We're going to jump on to the next T. The next T says, to all my fellow tea drinkers, pinkies up. Pinkies up, boo. So, to all my fellow tea drinkers, pinkies up. Dear Ree, I'm a 21-year-old male who's a devoted Christian man. I'm gay and proud of it. Just wanted to get that out the way. Well, here's my tea. I've been seeing the pastor's son. Yes, girl, the next in line to leave. Well, of course, he's married and doesn't want anyone to know his sword-fighting agenda. I can care less, yet it's burning my soul to be holding such a secret and to be a Christian. I've already sinned by sleeping with a married man. I'm going to read this exactly how this is written. All I want to do, now, is go to the altar and confess. I need your help, sister, because these knees are made for praying as well. What should I do? That's the Geno V.
Good.
I am full of y'all niggas today.
Hey, the Geno V. These knees is made for praying too.
And look, before you answer this one, Geno V, I want to give a shout out to my sis, Miss Molly Oliver, Mr. T. Ricardo Briggs, sister. She is tuned in, boo. You are so faithful. We love you. Thank you for tuning in.
What up, sis? Molly World Entertainment, Murder, Death, Kill, Homicide. What up, boo?
Miss Molly.
So definitely. Thank you for tuning in. And then my bestie, like my assistant, this motherfucker keeps me out of trouble. She bridles my tongue when I keep my mouth moving. Miss Mika Paris, I love you, baby. I love you, love you, love you for tuning
That's my
in.
Baby
and
right there.
Being,
that's
hey,
my
hey,
baby.
Hey, nigga, she mine before she was yours. Don't start nothing,
no,
won't be nothing.
No, that's my damn baby.
No, me, Gina, we're not going to fight over her up in here because I got plenty of firearms up in here. We'll go there.
Look, we ain't got to do all that shit, but I love her.
I love her more. More boxes. Now, look, what we going to do about the man sleeping with the pastor's son? He said his knees is made for more. Oh, and my cousin, as always, Miss Erica Banks out of B-Town. I love you, cousin. Thank you for the support and always showing love. I don't know what
Wait. Did you just say it was a man sleeping with the pastor's son?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Man. Damn, man. Man.
Man. I don't know what to tell you about that shit, man. Hey, I gotta pass this motherfucker, man. I don't know what to say about that shit, man.
You got the answer, yeah, that one,
Baby.
You gotta answer this, yes. One, boo.
This shit a little rough right here. So he's sleeping with the pastor's son.
Yes, he is.
And all he wants to do is go to the altar and confess his sin. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Listen, brother. The altar is wherever you make it. Okay? You go to the Lord in prayer and you tell God, don't you go to that church and go to that altar and just start confessing your damn sin to everybody, because that's going to cause a lot of shit to go down in that church. And he ain't going to be the next in line to be the pastor. I'm going to tell you shit now, because once his daddy find that shit out, oh, it's going down. It's going down in a major way. And he married too? Oh, shit, nigga. Bear, you better confess to God on your own time, dog. Don't go to that church house and get the run of your mouth and get to saying what's going on. If you're going to stop that shit, stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then go to God on your own time. But don't try to goddamn, because to me, when a motherfucker do shit like that and they try to seem like they real, real sincere about that shit, that's their way of letting everybody know what's going on so they can goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
But the Bible says confess your sins. So
you can't, listen, confess your sins to God. They don't have anything to do with nobody else. If you fucking up, then you need to go to God about that. Don't go nowhere and then confess your sins to somebody else, because they can't save your ass.
Straight up,
that's how I feel about that shit. Like, that's going to fuck up a lot of shit in the church. It's going to fuck up a lot of shit in that man's family, because he even got caught up in some shit. That's not his job to confess his sins to everybody, and then everybody know what's going on. The church, it ain't going to be no more members. The pastor going to be going through a lot. He probably going to, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what will happen out of that. He be confessing
sins. So why this man got to take the high road when there's another man? Because you know the Bible says those that know Christ, the preachers and all that sin, they don't burn worse than the regular sinners. So why does this man got to take the high road and the pastor and the preacher's son don't have to? That ain't fair.
Listen, okay. Let's put it like this right here. Now, here's some more. If you know I'm doing some foul shit, right, if it's your job to condemn me, can you condemn me?
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
absolutely
that's
not.
What I'm saying. So you don't go and put yourself out like that, knowing that it's going to fuck up a lot of shit behind it. It's a lot of shit attached to this. Do that shit on your own time. You understand what I'm
but
saying?
But hell, you knew exactly what you were doing. You knew you were the pastor's son. You knew you was married. You know,
okay.
And now you messing up, but you want everybody else to keep hush, hush, and quiet so that you can live?
Listen, that nigga is the nigga that said all he wants to do is confess his sin. You don't confess your sins to nobody but God. If you feel like that, you're a Christian man, right? You're a Christian,
I correct
you. Correction.
Correction.
Okay.
You have to confess your sin to the person that you have done wrong to. You have to let them know, brother, I've done you wrong.
No,
he has done wrong to the body of Christ.
No, because listen, what you got to understand, that's if you have an ought against your brother. He don't have an ought against his brother. He has an issue within himself. So you don't go and confess your sins to somebody else. You don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, if you have an ought against your brother, you go to your brother and you confess to him, listen, my nigga, last time I seen you, you sucked your teeth at me about some bullshit. I took that shit the wrong way. I don't like fucking with you now. Then y'all clear that shit up. That's what
Gino,
a sin is a sin. But when you have it's a difference between having an ought against a brother and then you having a problem with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You go to God about that, straight up. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm done. I done preached my sermon for this week.
Oh, Lord. If that's your sermon, then you know, sermon is supposed to hold people over for the whole week to help them deal with what they got going on. And I don't know. Your sermon sucks. I'm finding another church. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, what is your take on this one, brother?
Let me tell you something. All I want to say to this young man is, get your damn ass up off your knees. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. We talk about this shit week in and week out. Be an adult about anything you do. You knew you was fucking wrong when you started this shit. Don't try to come back around now and try to play the motherfucking innocent victim. You knew the man was married. You knew his fucking position in the church. Nigga, you wanted to blow his balls. You got what you wanted. Evidently, you didn't get what you wanted. So now you want to blow the shit up. Sit your motherfucking ass down somewhere before this man busts your goddamn head to the white meat. You're playing too much. Don't try to, you don't confess no goddamn sins in front of no church when both of y'all in Rome. Man, sit your ass down before you get some shit started that you wasn't expecting. You wasn't expecting for some shit to pop off like this, man. You know goddamn well God don't like this type of sexual shit. Calm your ass down, man. If you can't deal with this man being married, if you can't deal with this man having another life, get the fuck out of the situation. Don't try to blow the shit up, and especially like Dino V said, don't do the shit in church, man. It's more people in that church than just y'all, too. So what you going to do when you go to the altar and then you going to tell everybody you sleeping with the goddamn son, all you going to do is call confusions all over that church. That's all you going to do. You don't even need to do that. What the fuck is the purpose? You don't have a purpose for getting up and telling everybody you sucking this nigga dick. You don't have a purpose for that shit. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen. If you can't take what's going on, you can't take that this man is married, you knew the shit from the jump, separate yourself from the whole situation and move the fuck on. But I really hope, if you don't take our advice and you walk your black ass up that aisle and you get to telling people what's going on, I hope that first son jump up off that pew and beat the dog shit out of you.
You know what?
This thing is retarded right here. What a guy.
You know what? I'm going to give y'all my take on this, and I think y'all can already kind of tell which way I'm leaning to. So, boo, you sleeping with the pastor's son. You want to confess your sins. Now, my thing is this. Don't confess your sins if you still plan on sleeping with him or any other man for that matter again. If you plan on sleeping with him and another man after you make a fiasco at the church, because I promise you, you're going to make a fiasco. You're going to raise some eyebrows and a whole bunch of other stuff. If that's what you plan on doing, then don't. Do not confess nothing in church. And I definitely probably would not. I know some people that would, but, you know, I know I'm an evil, vindictive person. I know I am. You don't have to tell me. I know. But do not do this in church. And do not do it at all if you still plan on sleeping with another man after the day you say what you're going to say to the church, because that then makes you a hypocrite and you are no better than anybody else out here repeatedly sinning. But like I said, I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm just saying, please follow that, sir. If you plan on sucking another dick, taking another one in the butt, do not confess nothing in church. And when you do confess, make sure you confess. If you do choose to confess in church, confess in church in the vestibule with a bullhorn where you by the door where you can take off running after everybody come after you, because that's what's going to happen. If his wife's brother can go to that church, they coming after you, boo. They coming after you. And that's all the time we spend on this.
Wait, hold on. And see, you just said it. You just said it, sis. You have no heaven or hell to put him in. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Nobody can. If he went to the pastor and say, listen, I've been sleeping with your son before this amount of time, and I like shit, and I fucked up, and I'm sorry. The pastor's allowed to tell your ass to get the hell out, but he ain't going to tell your ass, okay, you go to hell, and when you get done in hell, come back, and then we'll work this out. That shit ain't going to work, because he can't do that.
If he tells the pastor in private, you know, in the pastor's study, you know, whatever, then...
The pastor allowed to be that goddamn ass.
No, the pastor should be grateful that this man is standing up in church. and say this in church. If that, if he goes to the pastor and the pastor study and it's just him and the pastor, I would take that a lot better than this man standing up in front of my whole congregation.
What I want to know is, are they both adults? Are both of these men over 18, 19, 21 years old?
I'm sure.
So they have no business having to bring other people into the shit that they've created. They're adults. Handle this shit between each other. You don't have to bring a whole fucking congregation into this bullshit that the two adults have created. It's so not worth that. Just handle the shit as adults. Look, man, I can't suck your dick no more because you ain't going to leave your wife. That's some simple shit. Okay, brother. Hey, man, I hate that I can't leave my wife. We had a good time, but we just going to end this shit. You ain't confessing no goddamn sins, nigga. You just trying to let everybody know that you fucking with a supposed to be heterosexual man. That's all you doing. You ain't confessing no fucking sins, because if you was that worried about your goddamn sins, you wouldn't have been doing this shit from the jump. You just trying to get some shit started.
Boom. There it is. Boom, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Well, okay. Look, we're going to head on to the next tee. This one I see right now, this one might break out a fight, and we ain't going to do that. Okay, so here's the next tee. Hello, Cherie. Okay, she called me by my government. Most people call me Lady Shamar. But hello, Cherie. My name is Irrelevant. Six T's, laugh out loud. Okay. Anyway, I'm a vibrant 52-year-old Caucasian woman who is in her prime. Do you know of any locations in the Winston, Charlotte area for me to find young, vibrant men? Yes, I'm a cougar. Okay, so first and foremost, honey, you said Winston and Charlotte. Aren't those two separate directions? I mean, you can pretty much, yeah, those are two separate directions. So you're 52, you're Caucasian, you're in your prime at 52 years of age. I'm not sure of anybody whose prime starts at 52. If your prime starts at 52, I want you to go to hell to sleep and start the fuck back over. Because prime does not start at 52, baby. You are not in your prime. You are nowhere near your prime. You are in your golden years right now, mother. So, yeah. But you want to find some young, vibrant men, and you're a cougar. Okay, first and foremost, Winston-Salem. If you take your white ass to Winston-Salem looking for a young, vibrant man, you're going to end up on the black side of town, and you will end up raw. So, scratch Winston off the list. Hell, if they got a club next to the police station that niggas get shot at and stabbed at, and they don't care that the police station is right next door, then there's no place safe for you in Winston. So do not fool with Winston. Charlotte, yo, my comedian homeboy, Deacon Dean, had me down. Like, it looked like the Mall of America, but it was like several stories of just clubs and all that. Like, the vault was up there. I mean, it was a lot of clubs, and it was some grown-up shit. Like, literally, my homegirls and I are headed back there in a few weeks to party. If anybody from Charlotte, hold on, you know what, matter of fact, you know, Tina Marie, I'm about to pull you back online so you can tell me what the name of this place is. Miss Tina Marie, you on the line, dog?
I'm on the line.
What's the name of this place that I'm talking about with all these clubs, the vault is in there, and all of these other places? What's the name of that?
Now, Cherie, I'm a fucking cougar, too. What is this? I don't go out. I don't go to the vault and shit. Deacon ass too old. What the hell took you to?
Sis, when I tell you it was like 3, 4, 5 floors, and every floor had partying, restaurants, bowling alley, movie theater. It was so
Oh, you talk downtown?
Yeah, downtown Charlotte.
Epic Center.
Epic Center. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, I thought it was some new shit down here. I'm old, too.
Just don't go around telling people your prime, you and your prime at 52. And then you be
I ain't
going
to do it. Golden Girl.
We're going to want you back. Yeah, Golden Girl, for real. We're going to isolate my sister in town, Tina Marie, but we definitely going to be coming back to her. See, I told Tina I was going to need her again. So, look, go to the Epic Center. Miss 52-year-old lady, white lady, go to the Epic Center in Charlotte. You guaranteed to meet something there. They have all nationalities up there. I've seen black, white, Hispanic, Latino. I've seen Philippine. I've seen them all up there partying. It was getting it in. So if you're looking for something young and vibrant, I'm quite positive one of them black boys up in there would gladly let you pay for their drink in exchange for some wood. So go on up there, bless the men folk with some drinks, and they're going to bless you with some wood. That's my take on the Charlotte area. And quit telling motherfuckers you in your prime at 52. You sounding stupid as hell. Stupid. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, sir, anything that you got to say about this?
What she look like?
Man, shut up. Just answer the question. We don't care what she look like.
I'm going to tell you like this right here, young lady. Well, you ain't no young lady, but I'm going to tell you like this.
And a spring chicken.
Hey, she might still got a little energy left, but what I'm saying is this. Enhance your shit now. Enhance your shit. Get you one of them bustiers, set them titties up, and get you one of them pads and set that ass out, and you can go anywhere in the goddamn world you want to go, and there's going to be some young man that's going to holler. But you got to enhance your shit because these young boys ain't into that flat ass and them wide, them saggy titties. They ain't into that shit. You know, now old nigga take what he can get. You know, fuck it. If she got a decent smile and she look like she can fry chicken, an old nigga gonna run with it. But you looking for them young boys? You looking for them young boys? You gonna have to enhance your shit now. Set that ass out. Set them titties out. Then you can go to the grocery store. Hell, you can go to laundromat. Goddamn movie store, theater, anywhere you want to go, it's going to be some young meat that's going to say, well, damn, she looks like she kind of old, but her ass fat, so I holler, you know. But
niggas
other
and
thing,
flies.
Too. Yeah, niggas and flies. I can deal with the flies any day. But listen, you got to be halfway looking worth something, too, now, because, I mean, I love my Caucasian family. Don't get me wrong. I love my Caucasian family, but, you know, sometimes y'all age a little faster than us. So, you got to tighten up. If you're looking for a young man, you got to go out there looking for a young man. You can't go. You just can't go any kind of way, you know. So I'm going to say, you know, just hey, sit down, go talk to somebody. You ain't got to do no whole bunch of makeup. Don't look like no clown, but you're going to have to do some enhancements. If you want to hook a young man.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Gino V, bro, what's your take on this? Where can this lady go in Charlotte or Winston that you know of to get a swerve on?
Man, look, tell her this. Tell her I said, goddamn, don't go to Charlotte, don't go to Winston. Come on over to Greensboro, North Carolina. What I need you to do is find me somewhere. Find Gino V somewhere. My Facebook page is Gino Can Sing. That's G-I-N-O, Can Sing. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take your ass on over to Gaffield, to the south side and slip home and get you one of them young
guys.
You know,
they're going to bust it open.
They're going to fuck the dog shit out of you.
Listen.
And then even with that, they got food stamps. All the stacks you want to get. You get all the snacks, all the 2016 snacks. Come on over to Greensboro. Come on over to Greensboro.
Right, well, Gino B says.
We got a caller that says Senator Ziggy's.
You're going to get shot. You're going to Ziggy's. You're going to get stabbed. I told you, Ziggy's at the club is right next to the police station, and they don't care. It will still stab you. It's still going to take the police at least 3 minutes to get next door. You're going to bleed out by the end. You're going to bleed out. You're definitely going to bleed out. Extra club these nuts.
Got it.
Got it, club. Got it. All right, lady. You know, we hate to, you know, make fun of you. That's not our intent. No, I'm bullshitting. You came here with that crazy-ass question. But we thank you. We thank you for writing in, baby. There's so many places that you can go to get your swerve on. You know, just hope you find it. All right, so the next tea. Ooh, here's a good one. Dear Ree, first off, I love you guys. here's my tea as well. I went through my daughter's phone, who's only 14. I found her Facebook page. And when I went through it, I found explicit pictures and messages. She was talking about things I haven't done yet in my 40 years. I want to mention it to her, yet don't want her to feel I have invaded her privacy. Any suggestions? First and foremost, Mama, she's 14. She ain't got no gosh darn privacy, okay? She is 14 years old. You go through her phone. You go through her book bag. Hell, don't give her no vaginal cavity search. But you can search anything on her you want to. You are the mom. She is the child. You tell her, listen here, look, Miss Hot in the Ass, I went through your Facebook page. I saw these messages, these posts, and everything that you were sending out, and I should beat the black off of you for sending these messages out. Do not give your – when will y'all people understand you need to treat your children like the slave masters treated us way back in the day? They ain't got no right. They ain't got a lick of right, okay? You, like in my house, you don't close no doors in my house. You don't have sex in my house. You don't try to think you're going to get smart with me in my house. And I can go through your phone if I want to. And my kids are not allowed to delete me off of Facebook or Instagram. If they do, I shut all of their social media sites down. You need to put your foot down. That is your daughter. You need to say something to her for you be raising a daughter and a grandchild. Next of all, how are you 40 and she's saying stuff you ain't heard yet? What'd you miss? Are you a late bloomer or something? Like, I'm not really sure, but, I mean, I think I've almost heard of everything sexually that you could do to somebody. I just learned about docking not too long ago, and if y'all want me to talk about docking, I can tell y'all what docking is. What docking is, just go on the post that we got the flyer on
Nobody
Facebook.
Nobody wants to hear about docking.
And let me know, yes, Sheree, we want to know what docking is, and I will tell y'all. But, Mama, you have all the rights in the world to go through her phone. You have all the rights in the world to sit her down and talk to her. Do not come off, you know, yelling and accusing and all of that, because all that's going to do is run her away and continue to make her, let her keep things as secret from you. Somebody got just commented on my page. Thank you, Shabazz. Thank you for tuning in, boo. He wants to know what's docking. Docking is, and I just learned this, docking is when two men go head-to-head with their penis. One penis has to be erect while the other one is not. And the skin, especially if they're not circumcised, the foreskin then covers the other head of that penis. It is then considered docking. That is the thing that they're doing now. I mean, I guess you can do it with two erect penises, but it would be pretty hard. But docking is, yes, when two penises are bumped in heads and the skin on one covers the other. That's docking. Thank you guys for wanting to know. I always try to entertain my people. Pick it up. Okay. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, what do you have to say to this mother who has a 14-year-old who's doing explicit stuff?
Then you're going to call me behind that bullshit. Why you calling me? You gonna call me behind that bullshit? And listen, we've had this topic once before, maybe even twice before on the show, and I keep telling parents, listen, nothing is new under the sun. You can play and act all you want to, like you've heard shit at 40 years old that you've never heard before. You can go to hell with that bullshit because nothing is new under the sun, and it's almost a repeat cycle. If you was fucking at 14, it's almost guaranteed that your kids are going to be doing the same thing. Nothing is new.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Nothing is new. What's new? Technology has so far advanced itself at this point in life that they are so well above shit that we were back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. So you can almost guarantee that they are readily available to porno. They're readily available to sexting. They're readily available to all kinds of shit that we wasn't available to. And we still was having sex and fingering little girls and getting our dick stuff and all kinds of shit when we was kids. So you can almost be certain when these kids become adolescents, peer pressure is a motherfucker. So when they become adolescents and they start seeing other kids talking and having sex, it's almost guaranteed that your kid is going to go through this shit. So by 12, 13 years old, we have to inform our kids about the importance of sex and about the consequences of sex. Then you won't have to worry about the shit that's going on behind your back because you've already given a lesson on what can happen. You've already given a lesson on having a child. You've already given the lessons on catching STDs that you can't get rid of. You've already given lessons on different shit that will take place about love and all different types of shit like that by the time they become of age. So, lady, I say at 14, you slacking because you should have been had these type of conversations to where you wouldn't have to be caught off guard when you went through her shit. You have every right to go through your child's shit. You're the parent. That's right. That's what every parent should do. But you can't be dumb or you can't be just so goddamn naive that you don't think since you living life right now at 40 that your kid is going to live right. It's a repeat cycle. This shit is a repeat cycle. I grew up with people who had kids at 13, 14, 15 years old when we was in school. I see these kids now at 15, 16, 14. They just as fast as they fucking parents was back then. It's a fucking repeat cycle. So you have to know that. You already have to be enlightened to life to know, man, I need to talk to my kids because I know what the fuck I was doing at 13. I was talking to my son when he was 12 years old about having sex and different things that can take place because I know what the fuck I was doing. You couldn't tell me I ain't had no big dick when I was 13. I thought I had a great big old dick. And I thought I could use that motherfucker because nobody was telling me shit. I wasn't getting told nothing by my grandparents. I was just seeing what everybody else was doing. I was seeing what everybody else was seeing. So you couldn't tell me that I wasn't doing the shit right. I wish somebody had been talking to me at 13 or 14 years old about certain things when it came to sexual activities because a lot of shit I had to learn on my own. Ma'am, listen, talk to your daughter. Let your daughter know that she found those pictures. You found those messages. You don't play that shit. But teach her the importance of being safe. Because you can almost guarantee if she's sending pictures, if she's sending explicit messages, there's a great chance if she ain't had total intercourse, she done jacked some little boy off on the bus.
Look, let me say this. I just want to interject this really quick. And just to you know, piggyback off of what C. Ricardo said. And y'all know I don't mind sharing stories of my life. It's nothing to me. Anywho. When I was younger, like he said, teenagers, they would see other kids doing stuff and then they're going to do it. So I heard everybody talking about sex when I was in middle school. Everybody was doing it. At least that's what they were saying. So I went along with it. I was doing it, hadn't done nothing, too scared to do something. You know, I was kissing Fondo and all of that stuff, but when they get down to them panties coming off, that's when I get nervous, honey. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still like that now. But just look. So I went and lied and said that that's what I was doing. An adult, went back and told my mom, you know. And I'm not mad at them now. I was mad as hell with them then. But they went back and told my mom. My mom immediately, no questions asked, took me downtown to get on some birth control. Now, mind you, I was 13, had not been having sex, but I lied and said I was. And to some of the females, the ladies out there listening would definitely understand and they'll be able to relate. Literally, as an adolescent, I started my menstrual cycle, and it was about 3 days long. Because I lied, and my mama took me down there and took me to the health department and put me on birth control pills, it bumped my menstrual cycle from 3 days to 14 days, and I wasn't even doing nothing. But that's what the hell I got for lying and thinking that, trying to be cool and saying that, you know, I was having sex. That's what it did for me. It jacked me up. So, you know, I just want to piggyback. Yeah, peer pressure is a bitch, and I wasn't even doing nothing.
It is a motherfucker. Can you imagine what peer pressure is right now? These kids got all these phones, got all this technology.
Nigga, what you mean right now? You act like I'm old as hell.
I mean, you ain't old as hell, but you old.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Thanks. Mr. Gino V, what's your take on this? What should this young lady do for her 14-year-old daughter?
Man, what she should do is just bust up in that motherfucker out of nowhere. What she should do is on some real shit. But, like, what she want to eat tonight, baby? She's like, I don't know. I want some blah, 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 blah. Hey, fix her favorite dish and shit. Have everything. When y'all sit there watching movies and shit like that, you go to the bathroom, right? And then you come back out. You be like, little bitches, you getting some dick?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. You get this? Oh, I read this shit. I heard you with that damn fucking dick on the bus and shit like that. You get some dick? I kill you. And then sit down real calm and be like, look, I'm going to talk to you about this. And then she gonna be confused as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Scared of shit. Scared as a motherfucker. But I'm telling you now. Hey, look, you got to talk to her. Life ain't Ricardo. I'm fucking around with you, but you got to sit down. You talk to her and have some conversations with her about it. Because I'm telling you right now, when I was goddamn 14, I was knee-deep in some pussy. I'm telling you right now, 14 years old, oh, man, I was already in the game. Do you hear me? I was so far in the game, I was goddamn, woo!
Lord Jesus, help us, Father.
Anywhere I could get some pussy, that's where I was at. I'm just telling you right now, I don't care. I could have been at the park. If it was some wood somewhere, oh, I'm getting that pussy. I'm going to get that pussy.
Jesus.
But you know, that I was 14 now. I'm 29. You know, I got a little wisdom. But, you know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So that's what we do, mama. That's your baby. Pull out all stops. Run through her shit. That's what we gonna say. That's our take. So yeah. So now we're gonna hit the next tee. Ooh, here's a great one. Hey Ree, I'm a 30-year-old vibrant man. What the fuck is up with everybody in this word vibrant? What the hell is vibrant? The new hashtag shit going on? You know what? After every post I make next week, I'm a hashtag vibrant behind that shit. Just because this is the second person that's used the word vibrant on the tees. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. Y'all know I got ADHD. Okay, hey, Ree, I'm a 30-year-old vibrant man who's not ugly. I mean, I've had my share of beautiful women. My problem is I love to masturbate. My nigga. I mean, way more than I like to have sex. Don't get me wrong. All my lovers have been exceptional, yet something about me pleasing myself is arousing. Is there something wrong with me? Should I seek help? I'm going to let the fellas take a crack at this one first. Because, yeah, I can't relate as a man. So fellas, what
hey,
are y'all?
Honestly, we got to find out what vibrant means, because it could be some new word, some new thing that everybody
you're right,
puts
you're right.
Peer
pressure is a bitch. You're right. Peer pressure is a bitch. I'm not going to use vibrant.
Right. But listen, I seen a study a few years ago about people who overly masturbated. And what happened was, it's a disease. They have a name for this. I can't think of it, and I'll do the research and be able to tell you later, but it's a disease. And there was people who, like, had to do it, like, constantly. Like, in a 24-hour time period, they would be masturbating, like, 12, 14, 16 hours out of the day. They just had to do it. So I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. I don't know if it'll have some severe consequences on down the line, you know, once you become an elder. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think there's anything wrong with it. Shit, masturbation is the safest form of sex. So I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. But, I mean, I'm assuming over time, you know, it's probably going to affect you somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that could be a good thing or a bad thing. But like, if you just constantly jacking off, like, I wonder, do this person still have an attraction to a female? You know, like, is there any type of sexual attraction to a woman that they can pretty much weigh this shit out? Like, I want some pussy tonight, but in the morning I might jack off, but tonight I want some pussy. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of strange as fuck to hear somebody say it, but I've heard about this. And it does have a name for it. There is a name for this. I'm gonna do the research and find out. But
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
What you think, Zeno Valentino? What you think?
I think he's a Chronicle Jacker. I just think he wakes up and he be like, boy, that nigga wake up and look in the mirror and be like, boy, you look good as a motherfucker today, Nick. Look at that shit, boy. You're cute, boy. I think you're cute, nigga. He just be talking to himself and be like, you know what? I look so damn cute. I think I'm a goddamn jack my dick today. And that shit, he just might be goddamn. He just be, and you know what? He might be going to the goddamn jack out friend. Like, he just be going into his zone. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm jacking out 36 times today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but whatever it is, brother, I'm going to pray you get stripped because all that jacking off, brother. You got to be losing some kind of energy somewhere. He probably taking 5-hour energy shots so he can get more nuts off. But I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm out of that shit. That's a little weird to me. I mean, all men jack off, man. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is this right here: when you get into a position where you checking out 5 or 6, 7 times a day, boy, it's rough. Hey. Listen, shit might be a little weird, but I'm done with that shit, you know. Hey, she was talking, it's so fucking dumb. It is retarded as hell, I'm telling you. But listen, brother, maybe you need to come down a little bit on that shit. I know you're right on built in a motherfucker right there. All right, man, I'm done.
Okay, so listen, I'm on WebMD, and it is suggested that men who masturbate a lot tend to get the medical terminology ED. Crap, just that quick, ED. The actual terminology slipped my mind.
Erectile dysfunction.
Thank you. Erectile dysfunction. So you could possibly end up not getting your dick up when it's time to get your dick up. So quit beating your man so often. My thing is that I don't see anything wrong with masturbation. Nothing. I think it's very healthy. You know, it's something that, you know, I think should be practiced. I try to make sure I practice it at least 3 times a day, you know, when I can.
Damn, 3 times a day.
Look, we're not going to get into my personal stuff of that. We're not going to go there. Y'all know me. I don't put my personal. Well, yeah, I do. On the radio show. I don't do it on Facebook. Anywho, I think it's nothing wrong with it. Now, somewhere, my mama told me somewhere in the Bible, that it says that you're not supposed to masturbate. I don't want to know what part of the Bible that's in, because once you know, then you're then held accountable. So don't nobody
Luke,
go out put
Luke,
the scripture on my
chapter,
Facebook page.
Luke,
shut up! I don't want to know. Look! I don't want to know what part of the Bible it's in, because that means I have a lot of things that I have to then trash, and I spend a lot of money on my stuff. So, don't tell me. I don't want to know. So, my thing is, sir, and then my longer kid just sent me, hey, it's called vibrate, the terminology for what this gentleman has. Vibrate, to move rhythmically and steadily to and fro as a pendulum, oscillate. So, thank you to you for hitting me up with that piece of information. Thank you, Love Muffin. I personally don't think that there's a problem with it. Now, when your masturbation starts to interfere with your personal life, you know, with you getting to work on time, you know, I'm trying to sleep and you on the other side of the bed and the mattress keep moving because you masturbating and I can't sleep, then we got a problem. Then, you know, I can see it happening a couple times a week, but, you know, you're not going to do that while I'm in the bed trying to sleep. So, sir,
Do you think this gentleman be sitting at work and then, like, all of a sudden the nigga just take off to the bathroom like, yo, I got to get this shit out of me?
Like, you know what?
Do you think he be sitting in church? They might be going through offering. and this nigga just take off to the bathroom and just start blowing it down. Like, wouldn't you think,
now,
like,
I hope he would not do that in church. I hope, now that is definitely a problem. Church, now I'm going to say this. I know a few people on their lunch break at work that will go out to their car and bust one out. You know, I know of a few, and I they will remain nameless. But, I don't see nothing wrong with busting one off while you're at work on your lunch break in your car. You know, ain't nobody looking. There ain't no cameras in the parking lot, you know, that can see you. So that's my take. That's my stand. You know, just don't make it. Don't be excessive with it, sir. You know, if it's starting to, you know, interfere with your work-life balance, then please, yes, see somebody, get some help. You know, it's something. I don't know what they can give you for that, but I'm quite positive it is something that somebody can do to help you with that. Okay? All right, so we're going to move along to the next tea because we have only 13 minutes left of the show. So, look, next tea. Good evening, good people. As always, my pinky is up. Well, I got married about 2 years ago, and I'll just say to a street pharmacist, who, of course, got locked up because of it. Yeah, I know that comes with the territory, but that's not my issue. My issue is I've been going to visit him alone, yet now he wants our kids to start coming as well. I'm not totally comfortable in that environment and don't want to subject my children to it either. How do I let him know this without causing him any more stress than he already has? Oh, good tea. Mr. Genovese, because we've got 13 minutes left, 12 now, you know, what do you think this young lady should do? You know, her baby daddy wants her to start, or her husband wants her to start bringing the kids up there to see him while he's in prison. What do you think?
Man, like, for real, on some real shit, I had a nigga that was locked down for quite some time, you know what I'm saying? And his girl wouldn't bring the kids up to see him either, you know what I'm saying? And when you in that state of mind and that is going on, like, seriously, on some real shit, that'll make a nigga go fucking insane, like, straight up, because it's nothing that he can do at that point to change that situation. So you have to give him some kind of hope, because if you bring the kids up there to see him, and he's just like, man, they're my kids. I got to do better for my kids. Because when you're on lockdown, you're on lock fucking down. There's nothing you can do about that shit. Now, imagine if you don't bring the kids to see him. You see, now what can happen is he begins to get moody. Like, for instance, if you know a man that used to have the money at all times, and then all of a sudden he never has money, he loses his fucking mind. It makes him want to go and do stupid shit. He don't know which direction to do. It's the same shit. Especially with his kids, it's even worse. You know what I'm saying? Like his mood gonna change. They might be going to goddamn child, and then goddamn he getting child. Like, he might just start bugging out, smacking motherfuckers, all type of shit. Man, he got more time on his hand. So you gotta think about everything. You just can't think about you're not comfortable. You have to make him feel comfortable in his situation so he can be a better person when he get out. Now I'm telling you some real shit. Don't take them kids up there and see what happens. When he get out, it's gonna be some real shit going on for real. He might not even fuck
well,
with
you know,
for real.
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer this for next, and we're going to leave Mr. Habitual Line Cross to pick up the rear on this one because I know he's going to say some off-the-wall shit. My take on this is fuck your comfortableness or how comfortable you want to be while you're in jail. You are not thinking about us being comfortable while you were out there pushing that dope, pushing that weed, pushing that boy, that girl. We were not on your mind. I mean, we were on your mind as far as being out there making that money, but you did not care to think about. Now, you may have done 8 hours of work throughout a day just like a normal person, but it wasn't 8 hours straight. It was sporadic. So you might have got up and left and make a sale while we're in the middle of dinner. Either way, you inconvenienced us, your family. Now you're incarcerated, and you want me to bring our kids to come see you and give you hope to do better when you get out? Fuck that. You ain't going to be doing that much time to be a freaking caged animal and let society run that in your mental. No. You're not going to be institutionalized. You know, my thing is this. You did that crime. Now, I refuse to have my kids haul them up, be searched, go through metal detectors. They got to go through 2-3 times. If they beep again after the third, they can't go in. Don't ask me how I know this stuff. I'm just saying, look, I'm not going to inconvenience my children. I'm not about to let my children see their father locked down like a caged man. You know what? Real talk, somebody I know, I can't tell you who they are, but they once told me they strive to do better simply because they remember as a child, the landlord came to the house to get the rent money. Their dad did not have the money. He was short. And he sat out there on the porch and begged the landlord for a 2-week extension. And when the landlord finally said yes, after their dad did all that begging, their daddy came in the house, went in the bathroom, and fell on the bed and started crying. Simply because his family saw him begging another man to have something. That spoke volumes with me. That really touched me because I understand how much pride a man has. If you had that much pride, you know exactly what the consequences are when you go out here and sell drugs. You knew that there was a possibility that you were going to get popped. You were going to end up in jail. You were going to be taken away from your family. Yes, I was stupid enough to marry you while you're doing a bid. And then when you get out, you're going to have a felony on your record. It's going to be hard for you to get a job, which means you're going to get out of jail and end up doing the same shit you did to get back to get in there. So this girl is really in a revolving cycle because when he gets out, he's going to have to settle for a $7.25 an hour job, you know, maybe 10 somewhere, but it ain't going to be nothing that she's used to. So with that being said, she's pretty much screwed. No, don't take your kids up there to see him because this asshole going to end up doing the same thing going back to prison, doing time, and he going to want you to bring them back up there again for a second stint. No, absolutely not. Do not take your kids up there. Look, you want some motivation? Don't see your damn kids for the amount of time that you in jail. That's going to make you want to do better when you get out. So what? Suck it up. Work at Taco Bell. Work somewhere to bring in an honest paycheck. Make you want to do better. And that's my take on it. Don't you take some goddamn kids up there to see that man. Crazy ass. Go ahead, Mr. C. Ricardo. See, I got mad. Go ahead, Mr. C. Ricardo. Sir, what's your take on
this? I mean, this is a simple fix. This is a very simple fix. If you're going to say that you're down for that man while he do his time, be all the way down. Take them kids up there to see that man. Those are his kids. Now, when that man get out, and if he get to acting like he don't want to see the goddamn kids, you're going to have a motherfucking problem. So while he's locked up, while he's incarcerated and asking to see his kids, if you're going to ride with him in his time of incarceration, take the goddamn kids up there to see that man because it's only
why
right.
The
if
hell
you're not gonna, if you're not going to be all the way down, then you say, look here, man, do your time by yourself, and if I'm not involved when you get out, maybe we can get back on our thing. But
she's not saying that she's not with him. She is still with him. She's just not gonna bring the kids up there.
That's totally stupid. That is totally fucking stupid.
Hell no.
Why am I gonna say I'm with you? Babe, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'ma do this prison stint with you. But the kids ain't. They're not a separate entity. The first motherfucking thing women say when they get with a man, my kids, we all a package. I'm sure he knows those are his kids. That's my girl. If she's going to ride with me, then they can all help me through this. If you're not going to take your kids up there to see that man, then don't you take your black ass up there to see him. You're causing a whole hostile situation by separating that man from his kids. Because
he separated himself from them.
You know,
he's the one that messed around and got locked up. He did that. Why do people have to be punished because somebody else made the wrong choice?
That's right. That's why I'm saying. If she feels that way, that he did this shit on himself, he brought this shit on himself, then why the fuck would she ride with the nigga while he doing the bid? Why would she ride but not let the kids ride? What sense do that make? Why would she say, I'm going to be down with you? I'm going to be down with you. I'm going to ride with you on your prison stint, but the kids ain't. What sense do that make? That don't make no fucking sense at all.
What sense does it make for a woman to sit here? That's about as retarded as the little sayings I hear. A real woman will accept when her man cheat on her and move past it. fuck kind of shit. That's like saying a real woman would deal with a man, this man stealing her money and still fuck with him. I mean, no, what you're saying is stupid.
A real
you
sit
here
want
this woman to bring children
woman,
into a prison environment? Are you kidding me?
A real woman will not.
Yes,
lie
my black ass ain't real.
A real woman will not ride with a man doing a prison stint. That's real. What the fuck would you ride with a motherfucker for when he knew he was doing shit illegally that could land himself in prison? I'm almost certain if she was a real woman, she was telling him time and time again, babe, you're going to get busted. Babe, you're going to leave us. Babe, when you leave us, what's going to happen? So a real woman would say, you got yourself in this shit. You get yourself out of this shit, but I am going to remove myself because I'm not going to keep coming to that prison yard. I'm not going to keep subjecting myself to search just to see you. If shit is fine when you get out, maybe we can have something to talk about. But I'm not going to put my life on hold because you got in trouble. But if you're going to be that type of woman that says, I'm a ride with him through this prison since because that's my boo, take the goddamn kids up there so the man can see his fucking kids. That's kind
of This is my motto, and I tell this to any dude I mess with, because I used to only mess with dope boys. I would never mess with a dude that had a regular 9-to-5. If he wasn't selling dope, I wasn't messing with him. This is when I was younger. My motto is, and it still is now, you get locked up, you got 7 days. 7 damn days to get out of jail, 7 days for me to still be your girl. If you still get in there on the 8th day, I am a free agent. You understand me? Because, first of all, I shouldn't have been messing with a small-time nigga like you that could not bail himself out by 7 damn days. You know, that was just my motto, and it still is now. If you just so happen to get locked up, and it don't matter. It can be for drugs, murder, whatever. You in there 7 days, okay, but just know on the 8th day, I'm a free agent, and that's just my take. So, you know what, guys? We're down to the last two and a half minutes of the show. What we do at the end of every show, of course, we thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And then we do tell y'all what we got coming up next because, you know, we want y'all to be where we at. We want y'all to, you know, come rock out with us, meet us in person if you have not already. Definitely hang out with us because we some cool-ass motherfuckers. So you can catch me, comedian Lady Shamar. Tomorrow I'll be at TJ's in Raleigh for their first Friday comedy show. July 9th. Me and my whole Gap to Smile Entertainment crew, along with some freaking hilarious comedians, will be at Church Hills for Trump Thursday's open mic comedy show. Doors open up at 9. It is $10 cash admission. Please do not come with a card. We will send you to the ATM. $10 cash admission. Come rock out with us. Come laugh. Literally, you will bust your gut laughing at the show that we got lined up for y'all this month. So that's what comedian Lady Shamar has coming up. And the next 30 days, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, what you got coming up in the next 30 days for the people, sir?
We're going to rock out with Gap 2 Smile Entertainment. You already know. Anytime they doing it, we there. We love them. So we already chilling, man. We're going to try to get on that Raleigh boat tomorrow and ride with Lady Shamar out to Raleigh. But we ain't doing anything this weekend. We just chilling. It's the 4th of July holiday. We probably going to eat some steak. We probably going to chill. Next Friday night, July 10th, Three Stacks will be at the Zone. It's free admission until 11 o'clock. We'll probably perform about 8 till about 10. It's free admission. Y'all come out and rock with us, man, next Friday night. On the 17th, C. Ricardo and them cousins present That So Raven. Our little sister, Raven Hooker, is going to be doing a debut show at Church Hills. It's going to be a great event, man. Y'all come out and support, man, local artistry is where it's at. On July 24th, Three Stacks will be back at Church Hills for a summertime fine event, man. Y'all know I'm going to keep y'all informed, but, you know, just keep up with us, man. We like the party. We do it real grown and sexy. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Mr. Gino V, you got 30 seconds. Tell the people where you're going to be at coming up in the next 30 days so they can come check you out, brother.
Shit, in 30 seconds, I can wrap it all up. I'm out here getting this motherfucking money. Let's go, nigga.
Yo, we thank y'all for tuning in. We love y'all so very much. As always, y'all, when y'all see us on Facebook, even if y'all think about us throughout the week and think about the show, definitely you can just shoot us a message and say, Pinky's up. We'll know that you've been tuned into the show. We love you guys. We thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea with Reed. As always, we will catch y'all. We air every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 9:30. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Tea with Reed is on when we hit the air. We love y'all, and Pinky's up.
Pinky's up.
Pinky's up.